The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 71. Into the Unknown. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 71.
知不知上矣。不知之病也。圣人不病，以其病病。夫为病病，是以不病。
To know one does not know is the best. To not know, but claims one knows, is sickness.The sage is not sick, because he sees sickness as sickness. Only when one sees sickness as sickness, can one not be sick. Lao Tzu is still in riddling mood, and yet the first lines of this verse reflect an eternal truth. True wisdom is knowing that there is so much that you do not know, so much more to learn.Anyone who claims otherwise is self-defeating or misguided, or, in Lao Tzu's words, sick. Many commentators point to the original Chinese characters, which can be read much more flexibly than English. There's a juxtaposition of to know, not, and to be sick, which tumble together to give different levels of meaning. Lao Tzu would have been good at word games. But we have to stick to our limited interpretation,and make of it what we can. And what Lao Tzu may be getting at here is objectivity. It's a skill that is easier to say than do. It fits in nicely with his suggestion in a much earlier chapter that the heavens are not humane. It's an extension of this point, in fact, just as you need to divorce yourself from the temptation to ascribe human traits to the inanimate, so too,You need to peel back the layers of self-interest before you can see things for their true nature. Maybe you recall the words of a former US Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who came up with a saying that Lao Tzu largely would have been proud of. As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say,We know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. Who would have guessed he was a fan of one of the greatest Chinese thinkers of all time? Of course, nothing stays the same. What we regard as facts alter. Circumstances change. Lao Tzu, our sage, does not fall into the trap.The sickness of claiming to know or understand that which he doesn't. Recognize this, and you will release yourself from the sickness. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu.A new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.